And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. A proposal advancing in Lansing could expand retirement savings options for thousands of Michigan workers whose employers don't currently offer a retirement plan. The Michigan Senate has approved legislation to create the Michigan Secure Retirement Savings Program, a state-administered retirement savings system for private sector employees without access to an employer-sponsored retirement account. Under the proposal, eligible workers would be automatically enrolled through payroll deductions, but could opt out at any time. Employers without a qualified retirement plan would be required to facilitate payroll contributions into the program. Businesses that fail to comply could face misdemeanor penalties and fines of up to $5,000. Supporters point to state fiscal data showing roughly 42% of Michigan's private sector workforce lacked access to an employer-sponsored retirement plan in 2022. They say the program would encourage long-term savings and could help reduce future dependence on publicly funded assistance. Similar to automatic retirement savings programs are already operating in more than a dozen states. Republican lawmakers oppose the measure, arguing it creates another government mandate for employers and noting that individuals already have the option to open retirement accounts on their own. The legislation now moves to the Republican-controlled Michigan House, where its prospects remain uncertain. As much of the Midwest is preparing for another round of summer heat, new research is drawing attention to the environmental impact of large artificial intelligence data centers. A study led by researchers at the University of Cambridge examined two decades of NASA satellite data and found that areas surrounding AI data centers experienced higher land surface temperatures after the facilities began operating. Researchers identified what they describe as a data heat island effect, with average land surface temperatures increasing about 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit within a radius of up to 10 kilometers or just over 6 miles. The study measured land surface temperatures rather than the air temperatures reported by weather stations. Satellite observations captured temperatures across buildings, pavement, vegetation, and other ground surfaces. Researchers say some locations record increases of more than 9 degrees Celsius, or about 16 degrees Fahrenheit, and estimate more than 340 million people worldwide live within 10 kilometers of the facilities included in the study. The findings come as Michigan continues to attract major investments in AI infrastructure. State leaders have promoted several large-scale data center projects, including Oracle's proposed Stargate campus near Saline, while some lawmakers and community groups have raised concerns about electricity demand, water use, land development, and other impacts associated with the industry with environment. And we'll be right back after this brief message.
As we celebrate Independence Day, we also pause to recognize an extraordinary milestone. America's 250th birthday. For 2.5 centuries, our nation has stood as a symbol of freedom, opportunity, and the enduring spirit of its people. The 4th of July is more than fireworks and family gatherings. It's a time to reflect on sacrifices made by generations of Americans who have protected the freedoms we enjoy every day. We're especially grateful to our veterans, active duty military members, and their families. Your courage, service, and sacrifice have helped preserve the liberties we celebrate today. Thank you. Whether you're spending the holiday at a backyard barbecue, enjoying a local parade, watching fireworks with family and friends, or traveling to make memories, we encourage everyone to celebrate responsibly. Please drive safely, keep an eye on your loved ones, be careful around fireworks, and look out for your neighbors. From our family at Thumb Broadcasting to yours, we wish you a joyful, safe, and memorable Independence Day. Happy 4th of July and happy 250th birthday, America. God bless you, God bless our veterans, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you, Russ, for that message, and we are back. That was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.